Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe.
All right. Yo, we are live, and it's Daniel Jacobs, Luis Aries, immediate reaction, and live fight chat. We're in the first round.
About to start.
Bell is about to start. Matt's in the Garden State. No, that's where I'm at. He's in the Golden.
I wish, though. In studio, that'd be nice.
I know, right? Pretty soon, we'll be in Sunshine State is what Florida's called, right? We'll be there.
Isn't that the Sunshine State?
All right. So, Aries starting off with the Everlast, the new Everlast pivots, and he's doing a couple jabs, trying to keep Daniel at bay. They're both sporting the same Everlast pivots, one in black, one in red. Daniel's starting to pop the jab now. Very nice, sharp jab, too. Aries moving around. All right. Aries doubled up the jab, followed with a right hand to the body, Matt. Look, they both look a little dry.
They do. Good right hand by...
But look at Jacob's demeanor. You know what? I wanted to say right from the beginning, like, yo, he's got to impress, right? Just to show that there's levels and that he still belongs over there with the Canelos and the Triple Gs. Lewis with a nice jab. He's keeping his hands very high, Matt. Respect or... Like you said, too soon.
You have to respect Daniel Jacobs' power. And right now, you know, we really haven't seen Aries really commit on a right hand. We've seen Jacobs already commit on a couple right hands. Even though they haven't landed, we've seen the difference in speed, I would say, already. The difference in force and velocity. Like, Jacobs has that power. That he's the Deontay Wilder-like power of that division. He really is.
Aries is seems to be committing to the body. He's throwing a lot of right hands to the body. And I'm happy to see him with his hands up. At least he's not. There you go. He landed right hand to the body and to the head there. He did right hand, left hook, right hand.
That was a good combination by him. He needs to keep doing that, though.
Uh-oh.
There does seem to be a size difference, though. Jacobs
took that shot on the back of the head, man. Ah. Come on, man.
Jacobs warming him.
Jacobs, yeah, but he hit him. You know, it's not that it was a dirty shot, but in the manner in which Lewis is putting his head, it's leaving it out there.
Leaving that right behind the ear.
Oh, big looping right hand Lewis tried to answer back with. He needs to calm down here, man. Wow. Jacobs looks very strong. Very strong. Like, and his overall demeanor, right? He looks like he means business. He's plodding forward slowly. He's very patient in what he's doing. And that jab, piercing left jab, man. It's nice and straight.
Like, we may have seen...
He's punching down because Aries has his head down. That's how he got clipped earlier, man. I hope this fight doesn't end early because of, you know, his bending down. Similar to Lubin, right?
Exactly. We could have seen Jacobs realize his true potential in that Triple G fight. Because right now, Jacobs looks really good. He looks almost the best I've seen him in terms of just being calm, composed.
Yeah, but to me, body language, right? Because I think Lewis landed a couple of good shots that it would be difficult to say that it's a Jacobs round so easily. I think that's a tough round to score.
No, that's a Jacobs round, 100%.
Wow, from a swarm that nothing really landed?
Well, what really landed other than a couple jabs from Lewis?
Body shots.
A couple body shots. But again,
don't forget, but all right. But the biggest combination was from him. He landed right hand, left hook, right hand to the head.
That wasn't the biggest combination.
All right, so what the Jacobs landed was bigger than that. And cleaner than that.
You don't think that follow up, the quote unquote swarm, was more effective? It may not have been as technically clean.
Here's your swarm right here. You see the shot? It's exactly what I said. It deflected off the shoulder, but it hit him behind the head.
That can still put someone down.
And that's your swarm. This is your swarm. Look, that's it. It's over. That's your swarm.
Well, hold on. Let me see it.
Oh, let me see
it. I'm behind you. You know I'm behind you.
He landed one shot in your swarm, though. The rest was a pushdown.
this. No, after he got off from that, he was on Aries and he was landing shots. Like,
dude, you need to watch that again.
That was Daniel Jacobs' round, in my opinion.
Yeah, Letterman gave it to him too. House fighter.
Okay.
But he looks good though. He looks good. He looks mean. Look, good right hand.
Aries looks like he's a little not nervous in there. That's the wrong word. But he looks like he's thinking.
Alert. He's alert. He's very alert. You could tell with the high guard. He's respecting too. He's respecting Jacobs, which he should. He looks like the smaller guy, dude.
He does. He almost looks like a 54 pounder.
Yeah. I wonder if this is gonna make him rethink things. But he's banging away to the body.
That is a good right hand of the body.
Well, the thing is, Jacobs given, you know, he's turning. That's why trainers want you to turn, you know, and kind of make yourself invisible by giving one side so that right hand that Aries is throwing lands on the back and it becomes an illegal blow. And then he's forced not to throw it.
Jacobs caught that shot on the elbow.
And Aries is very wide. He's going to load up, man. He's... Look at his stance, bro. He's ready to counter for sure. Ooh, right hand goes right over the top.
We have to think that he probably thinks that he can hurt Jacobs because Jacobs has been hurt in the past. Yes. And you also must think that Aries has to get Jacobs to respect him. He has to get Jacobs to be on the back foot.
Mm-hmm.
Jacobs walking him down is a tough task to deal with.
Very good points, Matt.
Because you have to outbox a guy that's more experienced than you, that's probably a better box than you if you're on the back foot.
But with Jacobs coming forward, it makes it easier for Aries, I think, because
not necessarily.
I think Jacobs is a better boxer. Coming forward, he has to be the aggressor. So,
but he may be – Aries may not be skilled enough on the back foot to be able to capitalize on that.
Man, Jacobs, look at how he's got his chin nice and tucked. Wow, Aries landed a right hand, did nothing. Jacobs has, he's just got a different a demeanor about him right now. Like, it's the way he's carrying himself in there, and he looks great, too.
He wants to make it like a Deontay Wilder-like statement. Like, you almost have that demeanor.
Well, he's one round short for that.
One thing you can say about Aries, though,
Aries coming forward. Aries making this fight. He look, he's not there. He's definitely not intimidated, and he's throwing in combination. Right hand lands there. Jacobs landing some hammer fists here, Matt. I mean, you're gonna say something.
I think Aries looks like a top 10 middleweight, but he doesn't look like he's at Jacobs' level.
So he didn't win that round for you either.
That was a closer round, in my opinion. I might give that one to Aries. I probably do because he probably landed the cleaner work. And Jacobs really didn't land anything super clean. Whenever he was throwing combinations, it was too wild. And Aries would just tie him up, basically. That's probably an Aries round.
We'll see.
I mean, that was an interesting round to score. I would like to watch this fight probably again to rescore it.
Yes, Jacob is fighting already.
Aries definitely needs to land something to not necessarily wobble or hurt Jacobs, but to get him to respect him. He needs Jacobs to back off a little bit.
I think the fact that he's still here and coming forward and at times chasing Jacobs is respected in itself. The fact that Jacobs isn't just walking him down every single round, all that, I mean, comes into play. Jacobs, I mean, look at him. You could tell by his posture. He's giving Aries some respect.
True. But, the difference in Jacobs in this fight and what his game plan is compared to Triple G is obvious. Like, he truly respected Triple G because he was on the back foot. He had to be. He doesn't have to be on the back foot against Aries right now.
Yo, he looks in phenomenal shape. I like to see him let his hands go a little more. I think
back in a while, though. You think about that, though, too.
Huh?
This is his first fight back in a while. He's had quite a long layoff.
Yeah, he's going to need to let those hands go just a little bit. I don't know if he's, you know, so desperately trying to make a statement that, you know, he's loading up and waiting for that shot.
and not
or like you said, it's a little bit of rust and he needs to shake it, but he's got to let the hands go.
Jacobs also has traditionally been a slow starter, I would say. I would say, like in the Sergio Mora fight, for example, that's slow, he was a slow starter there.
Good jab by Jacobs.
Unless somebody starts making it into a brawl, Jacobs will start boxing and just being methodical.
Good uppercut by Jacobs there.
Oh, that was a good uppercut. Aries definitely seemed like it was affected him, but he took it.
Aries just looks so small compared to Jacobs.
Yeah, he looks like a 54-pounder.
That left hook looked like it landed for Jacobs.
And again, Jacobs is a big middleweight. Like, we forget about that. Jacobs.
He's measuring him out now, man.
Jacobs is trying to force that right hand a little too much instead of just boxing. And just letting the knockout come.
I think he's boxing. I just don't think he's doing enough of it. Like, you know, he's throwing the occasional jab instead of working behind the jab. See, he's following there. And now that's just a pawing jab. It's not an assertive jab. He needs to get back there. I don't know. He's looking for the knockout. You can tell everything he throws is with power.
He's looking for that right-hand counter, really.
But at least Aries is being conscious, man. He's got his hands up.
Reaching right hand by Lewis Aries.
Oh, he's going for that over the top right. It just keeps missing. He did land it once, Aries did.
Nice.
But damn, Everlast. I wonder what Everlast Aries got, because those things look like pillows. Oh, another right hand lands to the back of the neck of Aries now. It's because he's bending down, bro. I guarantee you he complains when he goes down. He got to stop that, bro. He just got hit right in the back of the neck. He's bending down way too much.
I think about, like, the way the brain works and your equilibrium. If you get hit behind the ear, you may not get knocked unconscious, but your balance goes off. Your equilibrium, your natural equilibrium in your brain shuts off in a sense. You're not necessarily knocked out. But that's why you see people get knocked down a lot with those shots behind the ear.
I'm happy I can't hear anything that's going on, but I'm happy to see that they're at least doing a highlight on Lewis Aries, man, because this is what they need to do, you know, so that the guy, even in losing or winning, still gets some promotion. You're going to need him back, you know? He's got to have a career.
Especially being a young prospect that took a big...
He's going to knock him out. He better let them hands go. He want to get a knockout. Uh-oh. He
definitely needs to change up.
He got a different guard this round, Matt.
He definitely needs to change up what he's doing. He definitely needs to start...
Well, he's starting to look. He's definitely not coming out with that high guard anymore.
I'm like 15 seconds behind you now, so you have to realize that. Round to start. I think Lewis Aries needs to change it up. He needs to start pressing the pace more, because he can't just sit here and just box with Daniel Jacobs. He'll lose rounds.
So Letterman feels that Aries doesn't know what to do with Jacobs because he's never been here.
Stances, by the way, too.
Huh?
Jacobs switched stances, by the way. He's in the southpaw right now.
Oh, he is.
He did that against Triple G, if you remember correctly.
Right hand to the body. Aries immediately clinches. Aang says you hit him behind the back of the head. Referee notes it and talks to Jacobs about it.
But
he's still in southpaw. See that.
Good left hand to the body by Jacobs.
And back to orthodox.
I wonder why. He was having some success out of the southpaw.
Right hand lands for Aries on a hip line. Man, that right hand that Jacobs is throwing is going to land illegally. It won't be his fault, but I hope it doesn't ruin his fight.
Unless that uppercut lands.
Yeah.
He's trying to land that right uppercut.
If he gets that first, but Aries keeps dipping like that. He should probably feint him, man, and then throw the uppercut because he's going to duck. He's going to dip low. See? He dips. That's what he likes to do.
Right there.
Ooh, damn. That left hook landed. And another one to the body. Aries. Oh. Aries ripped two right hands, and Jacobs complains to the ref, but I thought that was clean. They were.
That was clean.
They were on the inside there. You know, he started with one to the body and then ripped two to the head.
Jacobs, he knows how to be an A-side.
Let's see if that upsets Jacobs. He landed an uppercut there.
Ooh. Jacobs hit. They probably hit his chest, but that sounded like it landed on something.
And Aries right away shaked his head. No, you know what they say. And when by they, I mean the other commentators, the one on your TV. They usually say that when.
Or Enrique.
That when the fighter shakes, no, he means
right hand, the body, a good combination by Jacobs. That was a Jacobs round. But these rounds are close. These rounds are close because of the activity level, though.
Yo, but look at Aries. I don't think that he doesn't belong. I mean, he's not even breathing heavy.
I would like to see him fight like a Billy Monroe.
I wish I would have been scoring this. I'm not scoring this.
I think Aries versus Billy Monroe would be very interesting. Or him against
Billy Monroe.
Like, those would be really fun fights.
He's going to have to chase Monroe.
Chase Monroe? Come on. What about Gabe Rosado?
Gabe got a win, man. So I don't know if he's going to be looking backwards to Aries. You know, he probably wants that Daniel Jacobs fight. Because Jacobs represents money. Jacobs is another story in that division, man. It's Triple G, Canelo, Jacobs. Oh, right hand lands for Aries. But, you know, Jacobs rolled with that one. Or it did nothing.
I don't think it really landed, though. I think that's one of those that was a grazing shot.
Man, he tried that left hook on the pivot, Jacobs did. Ooh, left hook lands for Aries.
Both guys really wrong.
His distance. Aries got to. He's got to get in that fire.
He doesn't want that power from Jacobs.
Yeah, though. No, he's staying too far out, bro.
Especially with a guy that has a longer reach than him. Oh, good comment.
Jacob's got to use his uppercut way more. This guy is ducking low every time, every chance he gets. He's ducking and he's looking for the clinch. There you go. Work behind that jab. There you go. Ooh, good right hand to the body by Aries. Aries starting to get comfortable, Matt. Hands getting a little lower.
And Jacobs is letting him be comfortable. Like Jacobs is letting him.
Need to. He's going to need to because, you know, it's hard to get to make offense when someone's as tight as Aries has been for the last five rounds. He's a nice high guard.
And also not like a volume puncher. If he was a volume puncher, he would give you opportunities to counter. But he's not. He's throwing in short little bursts, one-twos. You know,
he's being defensively sound. He's keeping those hands up. He's being conscious. And he's working the body. He keeps landing that right to the body, Aries does. I don't know, man. Jacobs is looking for that shot, Matt. I hate to say it. They're going to say I'm a hater when they listen to this, bro.
Jacobs is looking
for that. I'm serious. When I seen him in Gleason's, he's like, oh, that ain't what I heard. I heard you ain't had me winning the Triple G fight. I'm like, bro, I stopped picking a long time ago.
So who did you pick for this fight?
I ain't picked nobody for this fight.
Yeah, that's true.
I wasn't even here for this fight. Look, there's uppercut. Both of them kind of missed, kind of landed.
Nah, those shots really weren't clean.
I felt like they almost did something because Aries immediately backed up.
Yeah, but
until that punch, he hasn't thrown any.
I mean, if you've been hit hard with hard shots like the arms or like the chest, like that can still make you back up.
Uh-oh, I'm telling you. Look, now Jacobs is like stalking him now.
Like you think he got hurt a little bit?
I don't know. Is he getting a breather? What's going on? He's in this. He's going backwards now, bro. And he's trying to clean. Well, yeah, well, it was the end of the round. Maybe he was trying to survive the round. Maybe he ain't want to put no more energy. I don't know. Taking the last couple seconds off. Or maybe those two uppercuts did land to that body, bro. Sometimes it's hard to see, man. We see them, you know, deflect or bounce off and, you know, think otherwise.
I think both guys need to start upping the volume to start making these rounds a little bit more clear and clean.
Yo, my man, Saddam Ali, sacrificial.
Yo, he might have some success against Miguel Cotto. Like, Miguel Cotto,
I'm a guy had success, right?
The guy was touching him a little bit. Like, Miguel Cotto was winning, obviously, but he was touched up in the process. Maybe Saddam Ali can outbox him. I don't know.
Yo, Aries took that right hand. They highlighted it, but he took it.
Yeah, but that wasn't really clean, I would say.
Shit. That slow motion made it look clean.
We saw Jacobs land clean shots on Triple G. We haven't seen those shots yet. Those types of shots. Man,
they haven't given Aries a round.
Yo, Letterman, man, you know him. Jacobs is walking forward most of the round. He's the A-side, the house fighter. Come on. You know Letterman.
Oh.
Well, you know, Jim, you know, who would I rather be in there, you know? And I'd rather be Jacobs.
You're right. He's coming forward. He's the aggressor. Aries is all. He's hiding behind his high guard, Jim.
Yo, Harold Letterman will never come back on the show. Oh, good one, too, by Jacobs. Yo, I feel like he senses, like, Aries wants out right now. Like,
he's doing work without having to work. Like, yeah. He's making Aries move and throw punches just by his footwork, just by boxing him in.
We also, there's nothing that we talk about a lot when it comes to like our novice fights is like the adrenaline, the nerves, you know, like we have to think that Aries had a lot of adrenaline and a lot of nerves heading into this fight. And Jacobs probably didn't. Jacobs has been here before. This is nothing to Jacobs.
Yo, I'm starting to see Aries back on the ropes. It's not the place he wants to be with Jacobs in that right hand. There you go. See, Jacobs got to do that. That's how he's going to break through the guard, man. He's got to throw jabs. Oh, he's coming. Oh, right hand lands for Aries on the clinch. He called Jacobs lunging in like that.
Before they clinched up, yeah, that was a good
Mora fight. Now Aries trying to bang with Jacobs.
I don't know if he can do
that. Brown.
I don't know if there's a path of victory here for Aries right now.
Body shot lands for Aries. Right hand over the top lands for Aries. Another right hand on the inside lands for Aries. Jacobs doing a couple of little facial expressions here. I don't know if he liked that. Lunges in with a left hook, partially blocked by Aries. Aries backing up some more. Little jab gets inside of for Aries there. Jacobs using that jab like just like a range finder, man.
It's just a setup the right hand.
Aries there with a three-piece. I mean, the jab didn't land, but right hand to the body, right hand to the head lands. And another right hand in the clinch, which the referee complains. Well, actually, Jacobs complains and the referee acknowledges. Another right hand goes over the top. Jacobs with a barrage of punches.
But when he goes beast mode like that, it's scary.
Ah, you hear it, son? Who's running now? Who's running? Hilarious.
Yo, his kid is pretty funny, man.
No, his kid knows boxing. That's the thing. He got to set this up, though, man. I mean, like,
you might just want to go beast mode like that and just get him out of there. You know, you may just have to. Because Aries' defense is...
Yo, Gus Sandoval said Aries is schooling Jacobs.
Come on, he's been trolling this whole night. He said, I knocked out Nurse Jackie. I mean, come on. Like, he's been trolling.
What is...
You cut out right
there. David Jackson saying?
God knows, probably, you know, passing on the Kovalev wisdom.
Unofficially, Harold Lenneman still has a 6-0. Damn.
I got a 6-0.
Teacup saying that this fight sucks.
It's really competitive. I understand that.
Somebody got it 5-1 Jacobs.
I probably agree with that scorecard.
Jacobson 10 says Paige Webster. 3 more rounds for that to happen. Let's see. When is Kovalev fighting? Not this week.
That was such a bad right hand by Aries. Cross his feet. Reaching with it. Come on.
It's because he don't want to be in that fire. That's why them right hands reaching, bro. And that's why he bowling them over the top like that. He's, you know, he's a shorter man too, bro. Jab landed for Jacobs there.
Is this a fight of Jacobs showing that he's levels above Aries, or that Aries shows that he belongs in the top 10 at middleweight?
I mean, it all depends on the outcome, man. We got, you know, a fight is 12 rounds, man. We got to let them play it out.
Well, let's say it happens like this for the next how many rounds in this 12-round decision?
I don't know, man. I guess it depends what you like. Some will think it's easy work, you know.
How about you? Not necessarily the public consensus. You, Eunice.
What?
What would your opinion be if it's a 12-round decision for Jacobs? Gets the W, it's just like this for the rest of the fight.
I mean, if the scorecards look the way Letterman has it, it's you know, it's a whitewash. But I think he could do more. I don't understand. He's not letting his hands go. Like the way I'm sure the network and his promoter, Eddie Hearn, would want. I mean, look, he wants to let him go. That's why he rallied up at the end of the last round. And even in this round, he's telling Aries, come on, come on. But again, it's difficult to get in a fight with a guy that doesn't want to fight. I'm not saying Aries doesn't want to fight, but he's staying away. You know, Jacobs has to fight a different fight if he wants to make this guy engage. He's going to have to throw more punches. It's the only way.
Do you also think he's worried too much about making a statement instead of just boxing?
I don't know, man. It's the 7th round. At this point, you got to stop thinking about statements and start thinking about winning the fight. Or at least getting that impressive stoppage. You know, it's supposed to be a statement. Oh.
That right hand is so borderline.
That left hook landed with a little bit of everything there, huh?
On the inside, yeah. But again, like, Jacobs is almost, like, backing up when he throws it. Like, I don't know how much real, like, force is behind it.
Yeah.
It's really fast, but I don't know how
much. Ruiz got his 7-0 Aries.
No, man. Like, he has to be trolling.
Dennis Martinez, Aries has running man disease.
Damn.
Keenan Jackson, Aries in survival mode since round one.
I would love to see Daniel Jacobs versus Jamal Charlo. That'd be a very interesting chess match.
I don't know about chess.
I think it would be. I think it would be a
be some leather thrown and landed in that one.
Yeah, but it would be in spots. It wouldn't be a brawl. Yo, Letterman has given him every round.
Every round.
Yo,
Aries gonna be so mad. Damn, Roy saying he dominant on the inside, on the outside.
Dude, Daniel Jacobs, I can see why he's saying that. I wouldn't say dominant. Because, like, on the outside, like, they're going really tit for tat, I would say. On the inside, Jacobs, I would say, is winning handily. That's where he unloads on him.
Oh. Yo, why does ref don't let him work on the inside? I have no clue.
Who is this ref?
JD said best middleweight. I told y'all. I don't know, man. Let me ask you a question.
Me a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think Aries makes it to the eighth round versus Triple G?
Two points. One. No. Second point, though, is it's a different style. I think Triple G would be able to cut off the ring a little better than Daniel Jacobs has. Because that's one thing Daniel Jacobs hasn't done, we haven't really said it, is that he hasn't really cut off the ring. He lets Aries just walk around in circles. He just lets him. I don't know if Triple G does that. And plus, Triple G throws at volume. Jacobs doesn't, historically. So I think Triple G would just be able to apply the pressure a little more efficiently and effectively. But that doesn't mean I think he... Like, let's say he beats Jacobs in rematch, because styles make fights.
Oof. Good body shot by Aries. Yo, Jacobs taking an aggressive approach. He's even using, like, old school, you know, guard, which allowed Aries to land a left hook to the body. But definitely a better Jacobs in this round. He's putting on some pressure and working behind the jab.
So are you going to answer your own question, or are you just going to ask me?
What question is that?
Does Triple G get Aries out in eight rounds?
Nah, I mean, that was my question.
So you're not going to answer, or nah, like you don't think he does that?
Nah, that was my question.
Oh, so you don't answer your own questions? Is that what you do?
I'm just saying, that was my question. Maybe when you come up with some good questions, you could, you know. Billy Joe Saunders visits David Lemieux. When is that? December 16th?
Yes, it is.
You think that fight makes it to the eighth round?
Man, that fight's interesting to me. If Billy Joe Saunders wins that fight, it's 100% going all 12. If David Lemieux wins that fight, it's 100% not going all 12. Right? Like, that's really the prediction I think most people have, or the consensus is. Can David Lemieux just put that pressure on and just lay that hard shots like he did against Curtis Stevens? I think he could. I think David Lemieux can get Billy Joe Saunders out of there within 12. I don't know, though. I think that fight's very difficult to predict. If you think Billy Joe Saunders winning, there's no way you can think that fight's not going to decision. It has to go decision.
Oh, no, man.
Yo, is Jacobs calling him into the corner? Like, come on.
Yeah, but what? Watch when you see what happens.
Oh, God. What the fuck was that, man?
What? It was a tribute to you. Paying homage to your MMA.
Oh, but that was a lazy-ass, like, single leg. Come on. That was the worst high-crotch single leg I ever heard.
Listen to this comment. Here in England, stayed awake to watch this shit fight. What the fuck is this? Z's Jacob is solid, but the fight lacks any action. It's far too boring.
I can understand that sentiment. There really hasn't been a lot of clean shots landed in this fight. And the shots that have landed really haven't had any effect. There's been no drama. It's had really one tone the entire fight so far. There's been no ups or downs, no ebbs and flows. I wonder how the ESPN fights are doing.
Well, I hear Kovalev's boy won the IBF strap.
Who, Beterbiev?
Yep.
I wonder how Jose Ramirez and Mike Reed win. That fight's probably one of the best.
Jacobs fights. Is putting everything into the shots. Watch that left hook, because you're about 15 behind me. He is trying to take this kid out.
Yeah, but that didn't land, did it?
No. Okay. That's the thing.
None of these shots are really landing.
Because he's too focused on, like, taking him out is what I think. I don't know. I could be wrong, man. I could be tired. I've been traveling all day. Fucking who knows, but I feel like he could get so much more done if he just popped that jab, bro. Aries already using a high guard.
Ooh, good combination. Even when Jacobs has success, he'll just sit back there for the next, like, 15 seconds, 20 seconds. Like, he's just not doing anything. Like, he doesn't follow up on his shots that do land. He doesn't. Good right hand in the body by Jacobs. Good uppercut by Jacobs. Aries, though, is taking these shots pretty well.
I wonder if anybody's telling Aries.
What do you mean? What do you mean telling him?
Like, yo.
You're losing.
Is Conor Benn?
Yes, this is Conor Benn. Or, yeah. Oh, good liver shot.
Damn, look at dude's face.
Oh. God, the placement of that was almost perfect.
Nassau looking pat. Damn, they got parking. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we've been saying it's the Barclays Center. It's in Nassau Coliseum. I'm pretty sure I even wrote in the description that's in Brooklyn. That's why I fixed that.
Man.
Right hand, did that stumble? Did that hurt Aries, or did he just take a, like, was he off balance there?
I don't know, bro. I just don't see Triple G allowing people to clinch him.
Yeah, but that's because he likes doing the work on the inside. I think Triple G is very hard to clinch the way he moves, the way he slips his arms out and frees him up to land shots.
Jacobs looks dominant, man. I mean, he's got tons of stamina. He just keeps coming forward. He doesn't look to be tired. Aries is going back in a defensive posture. And that's what I'm saying. Is anybody, like, in Aries' family watching this, texting the corner? I mean,
you
got to be prepared for this.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Right-hand land by Jacob sends Aries to the ropes. He's looking to clinch now. See, this is where Jacobs needs to pick it up. Don't let him clinch you. Oh, he's digging to the body, but Aries is good at clinching. See, but he's walking him down. Oh, that left hook to the body might have hurt Aries.
Oh, that did. The way he dropped his elbow. Good right hand up top.
So was this the game plan, Matt? Wear him down, get him out late?
I mean, he definitely didn't push the pace in the first, I would say, 9 rounds of this fight. It could have been, hey, let's just work our game.
30 seconds left in this round. Can he do it in this round?
I don't think so. He has 30 seconds left. He might get him down, but he's not going to get him out.
And Jacobs wasn't Aries the one saying don't run?
Remember when Jacobs had like the huge reputation of having no chin?
Yeah.
Now he's walking down Luis Arias, hands down, not worried about anything, not getting hurt at all. Had the war with Triple G. Perceptions change.
Has it?
I think so. I mean, people aren't saying in the chat that he's chinny. Like, they may say the fight's boring, but they're not saying he's chinny. They're not saying that, you know, oh, you know, he's going to get knocked out by all these guys. They're not saying that anymore.
Somebody said Jacob's beating up that little kid. Hilarious. Steven Polanco, the fight is not boring to me. That's right, Steven.
You're probably a real hardcore fan who likes Guillermo Rigondeaux and shit like that. That's why.
So we're in round 11, 249. Oh, left hook lands for Aries to the body and a chin.
Yeah, that one up top didn't land.
Uh-oh. It looks like it landed because Jacobs just got mad.
The one the body landed.
He yelled at him, don't run.
Oh, he's still yelling.
Oh, good right hand on the inside by Aries. Jacobs looks at the ref again.
Jacobs is one of those people that doesn't really have too much.
Oh, right hand by Aries.
And character and persona outside the ring. But inside the ring, he has some character. He has some swag.
What's up with this ref and the no punches shit? You can't even fight on the inside with this ref. Oof. Double. Oh, man. That two uppercuts for Jacobs to the body. That was good.
Whenever Aries lands anything, Jacobs comes back with a hard combination.
This is what he needs to do right here. Work, man. He's looking for them shots, bro. He's got to just work, man. Put it together. See, that's the difference between Triple G and a lot of guys, bro. He's just throwing punches. He's hitting you. He's hitting you. You know, he's letting his hands go. He's not overthinking in there. He's got one objective, and he gets it done.
Jacob switched to southpaw again. He does have a really powerful left hook.
He landed a straight left there.
That might have hurt. I don't know if it hurt him, but it definitely landed. Definitely landed clean, it looked like.
Uh-oh. Yo, Aries is all over the place. Oh, they called that shit a knockdown. Did his glove touch?
I didn't see it.
I don't know.
His feet did look a little bit wobbly, not in the very obvious sense, but it looked like his feet weren't under him, I would say.
Yo.
Ooh.
He's clinching heavy, man.
Oh, he's going to say he hit his ankle and shit.
Yeah, I did see him leaning on the ropes, like extending the leg. And now there's some whispering going on, right?
Yes, there are. That's his way out.
Well, John David Jackson told him, don't look for that one big shot.
Only has one round left. He has to do something.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, I wasn't on knockdown.
His glove did touch, though.
Yeah, but Jacobs didn't even hit him.
He hit him. You may think it's a knockdown. I don't think it was an actual knockdown.
I got to see the angle then, because from the top view that they just showed us, fucking Jacobs ain't hit him.
He hit him. He didn't hit him exactly the cleanest, but he did hit him. This fight's going all 12.
Mm-hmm. He got to get him out of there, man. You seen Aries mocking Jacobs?
Yeah, I saw that. I think I just didn't want to say anything, because how can you mock someone that's beating you up? Not necessarily beating you up, but he's beating you. Like, you aren't winning.
Damn, my man says stop the fight. Come on. What the hell?
Yo, Aries hasn't done anything in rounds and rounds.
They said survival mode, bro.
That's what he's in. The last round is Zaymin pushing the pace. He's not even looking to make it a dogfight, nothing.
Yo, at least, yo, Jacobs is at least trying hard, bro. I mean, he could utilize his attempts better by putting his punches together instead of just trying to find a big wailing shot, but he's at least trying something, right?
Yeah, he is. And Aries is the one that's tying him up consistently. He's the one that's reaching out, grabbing him. You know, you can only do so much when a guy just wants to grab you and not fight you. Good shots to the body.
Jacobs needed to do this body work earlier in the fight, and it would have paid dividends now.
Are you eating right now, Ness?
No.
No, oh, sounded like you were eating. Oh, good combination. Jacobs lands at least a three-piece on the inside.
Uppercut lands for Jacobs.
Yeah, that was a good uppercut. No knockdowns in this fight either. This has been a little bit of an anti.
Well, there was a knockdown, right?
That's right. That's right. Sorry. There was a knockdown.
Whatever that.
There was an A knockdown. You know what I mean?
Ooh. Well,
Aries just surviving here at this point, trying to survive till the end of the fight, make it all with some moral victory, I guess.
Man. How do I not say what I want to say?
You say it, Ness. Say it. End of the fight. Immediate reactions. Call in 1-425-569-5241. If you want to get your immediate reactions in, call in. Or on Skype at Nestor Gibbs, if you're an international caller. Ness?
Well.
Immediate reaction. Because, I mean, we should assume that Jacobs won that, right? Like.
Well, Harold Letterman has it 120.
I think that's ridiculous. I definitely do not agree with that, but Jacobs definitely should win wide. We do have a caller already.
We should wait. Until we get the official scorecards. What if it's an upset?
Yo, come on, man.
What if on the cards it's like yo? So what's the attendance?
I do not know. I can look and see if there's anything official from like a Dan Rayfield online.
So I think Aries just said, yo, ain't no disrespect. It was build up. And then Jacobs was like, I already know. Eddie Hearn. Eddie way bigger than Jacobs. Look at that. Damn, everybody basically had it a sweep.
I mean, you can only give Arias how many rounds? What, two?
I think one ref gave, one judge gave him one round, I think.
I mean, you can't give him too many. Like, a 7-5 is way too close. Like, an 8-4 is probably the closest you can get, I would say.
Well, Arias landed 88 punches. At the end of the day, he could always say he landed more punches than the Fury Klitschko fight. You know, no one could ever take that away from him. Media reaction. Fuck, man. I don't even know what to really say. I kind of expected more, but Jacobs gets the win. I'm interested to see what happens next. This has to be some sort of disappointment because it was meant to be a showcase, right? Let me hear this here. He said, congratulations on a totally dominant performance. Are you good there?
Turn up a little more. I love you, Doc.
So how does it feel, not that this was for the title, but how does it feel now having knocked out Kid Chocolate, beaten Mora in the rematch the way you did, given Triple G the kind of fight you did, dominated this fight here in your home state, and you nod to the doctor over there, the doctor who saved your life? What are you feeling right now?
Life is blissful right now. I mean, I'm living in my dreams. All I want to do is impress the fans. All I want to do is be the people's champion. I have an opportunity to do that. And with my new showcase here at HBO, sky's the limit.
I said off the top of the show that this was a trap fight for you. Because you couldn't possibly have the same emotional motivation that you've had recently, given the magnitude of the fights you've had recently. And yet he did a lot of trash talking leading up to the fight. What did that do for you?
It added extra motivation, but I think at the end of the day, it kind of deterred me from my game plan. Especially when I hurt him early on, I realized that I could hurt him, and I was trying to go for the knockout opposed to listening to my corner really putting it together. But, I mean, I've been out for about 8-9 months now, a little rusty. But now that I'm here, I'm active now. I have my new promoter, Eddie Hearn. He's going to keep me active, and we're going to be able to sharpen our skills up and go after the best.
You look pretty sharp to us ringside, Danny. You look like a prime fighter, a peaking fighter right now. So you're saying that the anger actually threw you off your game plan. We were saying ringside, you didn't allow that to happen. You allowed it to make you intense without being careless. But you're saying it threw you off.
Just a little bit. I think when I hurt him in the first round, once I knew I could get him hurt, I guess I was kind of lunging over a little bit to try to him over here, right? But he's a crafty guy. Much respect to Luis Arias and his team. I know it was a bunch of hype and build up, but you know, he's fighting for his family. That's the same as I. So you gotta respect a guy like that. So cheers to him and his team.
Though it didn't appear that way right after the fight. He came over to hug you and you didn't look at him the first couple times. Like as though there was still bad blood.
I mean, this is boxing, you know. We're in there to hurt each other, so it probably take a little bit to get it out of my system.
As I said, you look like a peaking fighter to us ringside. What do you want next? What in the immediate future, what do you want?
Well, I just want to stay active. That's my thing. I just really want to stay busy. I have my partner, Eddie Hearn. He's going to keep me busy in the next 2018 and next year. And I'm just looking forward to what he has in store because I know he has major plans for me. And I'm looking forward to see whoever wants to step up.
Most boxing fans would figure that there's a belt on the line, Saunders Lemieux, that if Daniel Jacobs gets the winner there, the winner of that fight would clearly be the leading guy to fight the winner of Triple G Canelo in the rematch. Something like that?
Something like that. That's exactly right. Well, we're going to invade Montreal.
We're going to make sure that we're ringside so those guys see my face and then call them out afterwards. I've already made it clear through social media that I wanted to fight them. Both guys denied me. So hopefully this performance and me being with you guys in the match room, they'll be forced to fight me.
Glad to have you, Daniel. Congratulations, Jim.
Well, Matt.
Yes.
But why would Lemieux Billy Joe Saunders winner not be fighting Canelo Cinco de Mayo?
If it's, here's my opinion. Here's my, you know, conspiracy theory. Hold on. Oh, I didn't play. It's so sad. Anyways, stupid soundbite. If Saunders wins that fight, it's 100% going to be Saunders Jacobs. If Lemieux wins that fight, it's 100% going to be Canelo Lemieux. Right?
Like, Why?
Because Eddie Hearn has enough pull in the UK market that Billy Joe Saunders would want to do that fight with Daniel Jacobs in the UK and have that crossover fan base in Sky Sports, because he doesn't get that Sky Sports audience. He doesn't get that Matchroom audience. Billy Joe Saunders, I'm talking about, because he's on Box Nation, BT Sports with Frank Warren. It's a way to get stardom of some way, to get Eddie Hearn to promote you. It's a bigger fight for you, I would say. And it's also maybe not as much of a cash out. I can see Saunders being able to outbox, let's say, a Jacobs and win a points decision. I don't see Saunders doing that to Canelo.
Well, remember that Andre is in that mix, man. You think they'll do an Andre Jacobs? Not that I want to see it, but should those two guys meet already?
If Triple G, Canelo, and the winner of David Lemieux, Billy Joe Saunders is not available, then an Andrade, Daniel Jacobs fight probably makes the most sense from a network standpoint.
Well, listen, man.
Listen.
I was just blowing. You didn't hear it?
I heard it.
All right.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the callers, remember that number, 1-425-569-5241, going to Boston.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all there, not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next, what a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Georgie?
To me.
Oh, there.
Yeah, mad you.
Yes.
What's up, brother?
I want to know what the fuck is wrong with Matt calling every single easy fight to score. It's a close fight. It's a close. No, it ain't no fucking close fight, my nigga. That was a clear ass whipping. The tension that happened with Ernie and Campbell's.
When did I say it was close? I said 8-4 is close.
Georgie,
I'll bring you back on. Let me finish. I said 8-4 is the closest you can have. 8-4. What are you talking about? I said it was close.
First fucking round. That shit wasn't close from the first fucking round. You are fucking crazy. Stop doing that. You fucking TBB credibility with that bullshit, man. We can't have that.
And what credibility do you have, Georgie? You calling and talking about mafia as a reptilian?
You that's calling fucking easy fight close, mm-hmm, when they're not close.
What are you talking about?
I agree with you that shit was a fucking close fight. Nobody.
I didn't say it was close. Again, you're putting words in my mouth.
Daniel be saying that shit was good from the fucking first round, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, until the fucking seventh round you didn't see the fucking light. It took you seven fucking rounds to see the fucking light. Why? You are an expert on boxing. Why?
I'm definitely more of an expert than you, Georgie.
Nothing. You don't know shit about boxing.
A blood vessel or knee pain, a fight could be 8-4. When I gave Aries, how many rounds I gave Aries? Georgie, what's my score card? You know what my score card is?
Why are you calling an easy fight a close fight?
I didn't say it was close. Never
again on TBB.
Interesting.
For the last time.
Any more lies you want to say?
Nah, I'm done with your ass, man. I want to see you next episode coming with the same bullshit with your club.
Hey, bye, Georgie. Bye, Georgie. Call back in Sunday. Majid in Florida.
Yeah, man. Just finished watching the fight, and I felt like Jacobs did what he had to do. But that Arias cat, man, that nigga was full of shit with all that holding, man. He was just holding on for his dead life or whatever. So, you know, I just want to give Jacobs his credit, and I think Arias a bitch. And man, fuck him, yo. That's all I got, man.
Well, all right, Majid. Thanks for calling in. Matt, you didn't get a chance to watch the Jose Ramirez, obviously.
No, I have not seen that. Or any of the ESPN card. I have not seen that. I'll watch that after we get off the air.
Quincy, nah, Aries ain't get stopped. He went all 12. Well.
In a very lackluster fight.
Yeah. Dominant fight, Matt.
Yes. Not close. I don't know how many times I need to say that it wasn't close.
Dominant. Dennis, shout out to my boy Dennis. Dennis, yo, we're gonna be in Florida this week, man. You should come take us to Tijuana Flats. Yo, my name is Ness GTO. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter on Ness GTO. We out. Matt, before you give that.
Yes.
Actually, no. Go ahead, give that.
I am Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TVB on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Ness, what are we going to tell the people?
No, I was going to say peace.
Oh, peace.